Blog Talk Radio.
Anyone doing that one?
I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah. Come on in, man. That's it.
Well, I'm waiting for the host of the show, which isn't here right now. Let me get 323 on. Daniel, you're on. And 323.
Hey.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm here. Just because I called in on a different number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
They snuck in on you.
I sure did. How you doing, Donnie?
You're still late.
Okay, I have Verb. Is that me? Because I'm using not a new app, but new earbuds, and I'm trying them out to see if I'm getting if I'm coming across better.
Sound good to me, Joe.
Okay. All right. So, Danny, how about the way I sound? Okay.
Yeah, I think it sounds great, Joe.
Okay. Well, guys, I am going to tell you that I was planning on doing some solutions tonight, but I've had, well, almost an argument with somebody earlier, downright liberal, somebody who worked in a lab, works in a lab, and thinks because, and I told him, I let him know that because he works in a lab doesn't mean anything to me. And what he probably does is put ink blotches on the slide so that the real lab technician can probably take a look at them. Then I got, I think I got ratted out by an errand when I went shopping earlier. It was a Karen. So my attitude right now, and I think it's going to be permanent, is that I don't give a shit.
Oh, there you
people,
go.
You know, so
I don't give a shit.
You know, so I'm not going to give. I've given solutions on the air before. Nobody, not even on the conservative side, have been really interested in it. So I'm not going to waste my time giving out any more solutions, references, stuff like that. People, you do your research. You extrapolate from the research what you want.
But that was hold on. That was another show. That wasn't this show. You don't have to take it out on us. Let me get Gene on here. We got a lot of people in the switchboard. If you'd like to join the show or have a conversation, push 1 on your keypad, and I'll get you right on. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, that was my thing, but, I mean, tonight we're going to have the same normal – well, I didn't announce what was going to happen tonight anyway, so people who were coming here weren't coming here for solutions. They were coming here to listen to the general concept of the show anyway, and that's something that we can do. We always talk about everyday politics, but one thing I do – one thing I do want to make straight, again, when I host the show, number one, I want to thank Don for letting me host the show. Number two, if we ever get a liberal on the show, I get him or her first. Nobody does anything until I say so.
Yes, Daddy.
All right. When I'm finished, then everybody else can chime in, coming in from different angles, different directions, and mess up the flow.
But we'll treat all liberals with respect. And let me get Bianchi on. Joe.
And immigrants or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe.
Well, I'm eating smothered chicken and rice and gravy. So.
Okay.
You go ahead and eat.
Yeah. So the regular, so the regular show will be tonight. Whatever general conversation that pops up with regards to politics or recipes, or have at it. But again, if a liberal does come on the show, I get first dibs, and when I'm finished, then everybody else can chime in. So that's the only rule that I've got. And tonight, I'm, you know, does anybody know of any new developments? Oh, and by the way, Dottie, did you call Critic to find out how he's doing?
I didn't get an answer. And
no,
I don't know.
Okay.
If, oh, hold on. I don't know if my phone works. I can call out sometimes. And I switch phones to another phone. And Verizon had everything screwed up. And I can get some messages once in a while. But, you know, phone calls, it's a hit and miss deal. So I don't know if it didn't go to any voicemail or anything, so I don't know if it actually rang at his place or not.
Verizon, they're globalist, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Verizon's well known for their customer service. So, you know.
Don't ask my wife about that because she'll bite your head off, boy. She pulled up everything.
Yeah.
She was even dropping F-bombs on these people.
No shit.
Yeah. Oh, she was quite upset. She was on the phone for about 6 hours just to switch her phone. And then we couldn't switch it. So it took another 2 hours to get it back to my old phone. And I don't even know if it's back all the way. I mean, it's a hit and miss. She's tried to call me, and I haven't received it.
That's horrible, man, when you get service that bad from your provider. I mean, if they're not going to allow, within a few hours, access to a true customer service agent in order to get at least to have the repairman see from. Because I have, I've had Verizon. I've had Marbell, Verizon. I think I've had Sprint too. I don't know which one's better, but I do know that Verizon is well known for the customer service. You know, and everybody uses the same phone lines anyway.
Yeah, they dropped the ball yesterday. And finally, a lady said, "I don't know what the problem was with these people because all you do is flip a switch," and she flipped the switch. My phone was back on, and like I said, I don't know what is different with something. I don't know if it's my SIM card. I have no idea. But like I said, sometimes I can call, and just rings and rings and rings, and nothing happens. So,
Hey, Don.
Anyway. Mm. Yes, sir.
Did you try?
JJ.
Yes, JJ. Hey, did you try turning your power off and then turning your phone back on?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. I thought that was a problem. You're right. And she said the same thing. She said, well, turn your phone off and turn it back on. And, well, it worked. It worked then. And we hung up and everything was good. And then it wasn't. Bring your boys in the chat room. How you doing, big boy? From California, all the way from the liberal state of California. And
from
the
former sunshine state where everybody wanted to go to and everybody wants to leave, unfortunately.
Even when they had good liberal governors, it was a good state. But now they just went off the wall, as far as I can tell.
Well, I mean, Brown, Davis, and Schwarzenegger sure as hell didn't help the state of affairs in that particular state.
Well, hold on. Schwarzenegger's a Republican now, don't?
Yeah.
Don't get that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we can tell people what he is.
Yeah,
so
he's a Republican.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on.
You can still fuck up.
Yeah. Bring your boy says $5 a gallon, man. There you go.
$5 a gallon. $5 a gallon, man. Hey, you want to do some push-ups, man? Hey, you want to do some push-ups?
Jesus, right? Yeah,
let's go, Brandon. Oh, Jesus, you're right.
Yeah.
So, anybody who wants to talk about any old thing that ahead.
You went to UAW last night that you were going to talk about the COVID deal. Now, we got people, I see phone numbers from the UAW that I seen last night. So, Joe, you're supposed to get hot on this COVID deal. You're going to have a
solution. Same thing with the COVID. People know about it. Either your confirmation bias is going to be either liberal or independent or conservative or libertarian. So I gave the gist of it, and which was 90% of it last night. Anyhow, I told people what to look up. They can look it up, you know.
No, you said you're going to have a solution. Now, Joe, you said you're going to have. JJ's here. JJ, I'll call in for that.
It's the same as I said yesterday, December 8th, 2021. Alex Jones.
Uh-huh.
Two whistleblowers from OSHA. An hour. Took up an hour of the show talking about solutions.
Well,
one of the solutions is that if your employer or potential employer tells you that you've got to take a vaccine or you will be fired or you can't get hired, especially if you can't, you won't work there anymore.
Right.
You can sue them.
Well, yeah.
They have won in court. These two people, who are the whistleblowers, they've won in court. They're also responsible for some of the federal judges, at least one or two of them, who have stayed the mandate from Biden. Remember Biden's national mandate for his, the federal workers that you have to be vaccinated. Well, remember now in the news. Some of the judges have said, no, can't do it. I think one judge said goes back to the states, if memory serves me right, and the other judge says, no, the mandate is, is not, you have to stop. Okay? That's the solution. All right?
Okay.
Which means that the ordinary person who is, of course, looking for a job or in the job and feeling threatened by the employer can say to the employer, look, hey, come down with the sniffles, I can sue you. I can't sue the big pharma. They've been immunized, as it were, against being sued. But you, I can sue, and some of the employees have won in court. So if more people do that, and if the press, press and even the mainstream press can talk about it, and if the people who do win talk about it, then other people will know. They will be able to do the same thing, and it'll spread.
So that's your the solution. Just sue them. Just go ahead and sue them. Okay.
Joe, I have a form hanging on my refrigerator that if my daughter is kind of flipping out because the union, she works for the IBEW, she doesn't really work for a typical employer. The union is kind of her employer. It's weird. Anyways, they've been stating that they're trying to push for them to get the jab. And I have a form on my refrigerator that if they are going to force her, that they are going to have to sign stating if there's any adverse effects at all, now or in the future, meaning even if she could not conceive to have a child because of the jab, and, prove that it's not because of the jab, that they will be held liable and they will be sued.
Well, good. There you go.
So, if you go to AmericanFrontlineDoctors.org, I think it is, it's on their website, this form. You can have it filled out. You can have it ready to go if you need it. But with the Supreme Court hearing this, the argument, everybody that I've been listening to that has been analyzing the arguments really believe it's going to be a 5-4 or 6-3 vote to knock down the mandate. Because it's like one person I was listening to today was they're trying to go around or work around, our Constitution by putting this onto OSHA and employers. And it's still a violation of our constitutional rights, even by putting it onto employers. So that will be a huge to find out what the Supreme Court does with the oral arguments they heard on Friday.
Right. That's going to determine a lot, is the Supreme Court. And that's Gene Shingledecker for the folks from the UAW that's joined us, Scotty's wife. How's Scott feeling? And by the way, he's got COVID.
Well, he called the doctor today.
Yeah.
And they did a telehealth, and the doctor's like, well, it sounds like he actually has a sinus infection, which could be secondary to COVID. So he prescribed him an antibiotic and a steroid to help open him out. So.
Okay.
And I was telling Scott the whole time I really felt that he had a sinus infection.
Well, let's hope that's all it is. He didn't sound good last night. Okay, Joe, take over your show, man. You're hot.
So anyway, sorry to get off on that, but I thought that information was invaluable, that there are forms out there that you can take in.
Yeah, it's very
valuable.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Where do you find that form at?
I know AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org, I believe it is. They have it on their website.
It was not America's Frontline Doctors. It could be frontlinedoctors.org or frontlinedoctors.com.
No, I believe it's America's Frontline Doctors. If you Google America's Frontline Doctors, it will come up.
Okay.
And then I think what's his name? There's a couple of doctors out there, too, but I'll just look them up and see if I can find them and let you know. But
right.
You just have to look for it, and it's there.
Well, if the UAW gets on board with this, I hope to hell there's a line of people with lawyers to sue the hell out of them.
Well, that's something I find very interesting myself. The UAW has been very passe about all of this. They really haven't said a lot if you pay attention. They supported that there's no mandate. But they're not really speaking either way.
Well, JJ's got a couple of connections, and he heard some things that's not sounding very good. JJ, would you like to tell Gene and the rest of the folks in the... We've got 44 people in the switchboard, so if you'd like to join, push one on your keypad. Go ahead, JJ.
Well, I mean, the information's been shared and put out that, some of our international representatives have lost family members due to COVID.
Right.
And so because of their loss, they're making an emotional decision to support the vaccine mandates based on, their loss and not the fact. I also think because we know that the government is paying the railroad companies $2,000 for every employee that gets vaccinated. Employees don't get that. The companies get that money. I'm sure that there's some sort of financial incentive for the unions, because all of a sudden the unions that were standing back are doing a 180. Not to mention the fact that before, when the mandates were coming out, it was before the vote for one member, one vote for direct election. Well,
right.
They lost. They knew that the membership was divided on the issue, so they decided, we'll play safe and we'll abstain. Well, they lost that, and so now they go back to their old tactics, and they just don't care anymore and do what they want. That's what it's but like. As of right now, there's no the decision's been made to support it, and there is no other information, no question and answer, you know, info or how mm-hmm. they plan to bargain it. No hint whatsoever of, you know, how they're going to support it, roll it out, or anything. Just that it's coming within the next week or two.
That's going to be a mess.
Well, it's going to be dependent upon the Supreme Court decision, too, I'm sure. You know what I mean?
Sure. Sure.
That's going to play a huge factor in what move they make.
Well, yeah. And
so,
if, like, Sotomayor lied like hell, and she'd been called out on it all day on they've been playing her tape, what she said last night, or yesterday, no, Friday, excuse me. And they're calling her out. And I haven't heard her retract it.
Scott said he heard that she apologized for her comments.
Now, you seen that?
Scott did. Scott said he did.
Said exactly.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
She said there was over 100,000 children in the hospital in serious condition.
Oh.
Many, many on ventilators.
Oh, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, and there's 3,500 kids. 3,500 kids in the hospital.
I thought you meant for the apology, Joe. I apologize.
Well, I mean,
that's not a problem.
This is a judge, a Supreme Court judge coming out. What the hell is she coming out saying anything? Because it's before her now. I don't believe it. Go ahead, Bianca.
Well, when this judge down in Louisiana in our house after it'd been burglarized, and on the camera you see some black suspects, and she had some people over, and apparently the infamous N-word got out, and somebody that was over there visiting, yeah, I guess they had come to condolence her, recorded what was said, then put it out in the news. And guess what? It was called for her to resign.
Oh, yeah.
So until conservatives start playing hardball, like them Democrats and liberals do, you're going to have your face smashed down in the mud all the time. Regardless if she apologized or not, the scorn toward her should continue indefinitely.
I agree.
Yeah.
No. Here's the deal. During the thing on Friday, the statements or the arguments, one of the justices, I can't remember which, because I think the one we were just talking about said that it's proven that the jab safeguards you against the vaccine or against the virus. And another one said that there's no evidence of that being true. So, I mean, there's contradiction even, you know, obviously on the bench, but they were trying to, whatever justice said that there wasn't evidence of that being true, it said something, it was saying something to the lady that was arguing for it. He said, can you provide any evidence that this is true? And she couldn't. She did a dance around, a circle around, you know?
Yeah.
Said a lot of words and said nothing.
Yeah. Daniel, have you heard anything in Alabama?
About the COVID in general or with the children, with the whole?
Yeah, with the children deal.
I haven't, but I'm concerned. I need some data myself because I have a real close friend that's thinking about giving her 10-year-old daughter, you know, the vaccine. And I have given all information that I have, and I'm just trying to, it's important to me, you know. She's like a family member.
Have you provided her the information about the myocarditis that these kids are coming down with?
No, I need that's some myocarditis.
Myocarditis.
Okay.
It's myocarditis. It's M-Y-A, Maya, carditis, C-A-R, D-I-T-I-S, Maya, carditis.
D-I-T-I-S.
Right.
Well, and the sterility, the sterility, right, is also a problem, correct, with the kids, with the children?
The future sterility of the children, but a lot of children are coming down with the myocarditis. Usually, you're only supposed to have like 1 in 10,000 cases of myocarditis in kids. The trajectory right now is through the roof. You're not supposed to have this kind of condition. And people are saying that the vaccines are causing it. And on the left, they're saying COVID is causing it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right? See, the fear has gotten to my friend. You know, because she was like, well, you know, I want my child around, you know, even if the shot does cause whatever. She was like, at least my child will be around. That's what she's saying. You know, that's their comeback.
Wow. Yeah, I understand. At least.
But that's not necessarily true because there's children dying, literally.
Right,
Of heart failure. There's that, and you can look up. There's plenty of testimonies of parents. I mean, that one lady, I care, months ago, that came out, she had a normal, healthy teenager, young teenager, that volunteered to be a test for, before they approved it for the teens.
Yeah, for the trials.
Yeah, for trials, thank you. And her daughter now in a wheelchair. They can barely
see. I mean, it's just awful. As far as our state laws, go ahead.
I was just going to say, is it worth having your child around no matter what, even if they're not able to live a full life like they were prior to?
Hey, you know, like I told her, it's 99.9% that Emma will get COVID and she will 99.9% survive. I don't even know why you're even thinking about it. But, you know, she sees all this fear on TV, you know, that they keep the mainstream media is putting this out, you know, every other commercial. As far as
I'll
our
tell
state
you what
laws,
you might, yeah.
Nothing in Alabama, there is KIV signed off on it that no company can mandate any shot, you know, anything like that.
Here's something that I brought to the attention of somebody. Now, anytime you see a commercial for any kind of drug, whether it be, you know, for depression or whatever, advertised on TV, what do you see along with that? You see all the potential, or they tell you all the potential side effects, right?
Right.
You know, may cause blah, 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 and you get a laundry list.
Yeah.
Ask her, why do you not see Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J advertising their individual dabs on this? Because then they would have to disclose information.
They're tricking people again, and they're trying to say these children vaccinations or shots are FDA approved. Once again, I told Beth, I said, Beth, none of these shots are approved. They're approved for emergency use. I said, technically, there's not even an emergency. The emergency has been made up, you know. But
here's the dilemma that you're facing, Danny, which all of us face. If you're talking to somebody and you don't have the evidence in front of you, you know, a link to a site or paper, they're going to say, well, that's your opinion. They may not tell you that, but they're going to think that in their mind. What I would also suggest is this. Since you told her, and what you told her was the truth, about 99% of the kids aren't going to either are going to catch it and not get it, or catch it, get it, but not, you know, and recover from it. Here's the thing.
Right.
I would suggest going to Google and just, because the CDC, if memory serves me right, the CDC said the same thing. So if you Google CDC stats on children and COVID, then if you get websites that show you what the CDC says, and if the CDC says exactly what we're talking about, that the children are safe from COVID, then you can show that to your friend and say, look, these are the people that you normally believe in. Therefore, these people, Fauci, the CDC, NIH, FDA, they're the ones telling you that your child is relatively safe.
Right.
So I would not give her the vaccine.
Right. So why go against the grain?
I want to hold on.
And go,
one at a time, kids.
Hey, excuse me. Bring it, boy. Let me know what California is trying to do with the children. I don't know. I heard some things, and I don't know if it's true. Go ahead.
Hold on for a second, Gene. I think Danny didn't finish his sentence first, and then let him finish, then you jump in, okay?
Oh, I thought he did. I'm sorry.
Okay,
go ahead, Dan. No, I don't think he was. Go ahead, Dan.
I was just saying, you know, the 99.9%, you know, that's even coming from, like you said, the CDC and Fauci and everybody. They do agree with, they'll agree with that, you know, but the fear part of it, they're basing on that, what, 0.001 or whatever percent.
Okay.
So if you want to, I mean, think about the people that are using that, you know, and they're taking the 0.001, just like flying in a plane, you know. And
you need to, what you need to do is you need to print that out, okay, and show that to her. And then you need to go to the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting.
Okay, what is that, V-E-R-S?
V as in Victor, A as in Apple, E as in A, R as in Robert.
Gotcha.
That .014 is 1,400 per 100,000.
You need to go to that site and then print off adverse effects to children that have taken this jab. Okay, and then compare them side by side and go, you've got a 99.99.1% of her contracting and dying. Okay. Or, I mean, of dying from this, okay? You get, that's huge. Hell, if you can win on those odds, those are odds I'll bet on. You know what I mean?
Well.
And then the VAERS report is going to show that there's probably a huge percentage of children that are having the myocarditis, that are having the cerebral palsy, and strike the fear that way. Strike the fear that way.
Yeah, and I think it's like a 94.7%. It was with adults that you're going to have, that you're not going to have. So you had about a 7% chance that, you know what, something, an adverse reaction is going to happen to you. You know, and that's high.
From the jab, I think it's higher than that.
Well, it may be now. Yeah, that was early on. It was like 7% that something was going to happen to you after you took the shot.
Well, here's the thing, too.
Go ahead, Bianchi.
People are dying from it or dying with it and something else, and that's not being disclosed.
The definition of the death by COVID has changed. Either you died with it or you died because of it, and now they've switched over the definition, so that would benefit, of course, you know, the intentions of the CDC.
The test allows it too, because if it's entering through your nose, that passage has two defense systems. One, people have hair in their nose. Two, if your body recognizes that something is going on, then it will start producing mucus, which is like snot. And it's just like when a mouse step on one of those stick pads.
Yeah.
Well, the virus will get stuck there. Now, here's the point. You know, the virus will, you know, start eating it in order to, you know, survive. But when they put those swabs up in your nose to test and see if you got COVID, what are they pulling out? They may be pulling out dead viruses.
Yep.
Yeah.
They don't test your blood, not that I know of. Do they test your blood?
No.
Not that I know of.
only way they test that I know is they stick that swab up in your nose and run into whatever's up in there. It could be whatever.
They're starting to do oral swabs.
And that's what they pull, putting on a Petri dish and viewing in a microscope. It might be some virus that's still living that got stuck in the mucus or the snot. You know, after they died, they turn into what we used to call when a kid, Donnie, hard boogers.
Yeah.
So,
right.
People don't think.
Well, there are some of them are starting to go oral. They're starting to do some oral swabs, which to me makes sense too, because it's in your nose and in your mouth.
It's still the same thing,
right? But and I'm not trying to downgrade that my husband tested positive last week, okay? But when he started getting his little symptoms, I'm like, this is the typical stuff that you get every year at this time. Every year, a sinus infection. You know, the creeping crud. And
my grand.
Now, I said even to my son tonight about the PCR test isn't that accurate. It doesn't just detect actual COVID-19. And he said, well, it's pretty accurate, Mom. And I'm like, from what I'm hearing, even when I've done research, they've based it off the common cold, which is a COVID virus. And even SARS can be picked up, as a positive test.
Yeah.
Well, people ain't going to listen to this. my grandson took a test here last week. And I told y'all what I had done. Took some Lysol and Listerine. A little bit of Listerine and a little spray of Lysol and stirred it up enough to wet a Q-tip on either end. And stick it up in your nose and swish it back and forth. If there's any viruses up there, it's going to kill them on both of them. He tested positive. He tested negative. He went
negative.
And took his test. He said, Papa, my test was yesterday or the day before.
I'll be done.
Yeah, but that's only for now. You know, in the future, that we're all going to be tested 13,000 times a year, plus get the boosters, plus... We're going to have to worry about the implementation of these vaccines, so-called vaccines, in our food supply. So there's something else we have to worry about.
Well, Mama was talking about blood supplies. That if you have the shot, blood donation centers are not taking your blood. She told me that today.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah. Yeah.
I went to the Red Cross website, and that is not true.
That is not true.
When I went to the Red Cross website, that was not true.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying.
Okay. There's a lot of...
I hear stuff like that, and I have to go and check for myself.
Yeah.
I don't believe it just because somebody said something.
Right.
But, yeah. No. I mean, that's not true.
So the Red Cross site is saying that even if you are jabbed, they're taking your blood.
Yes.
Okay.
Except they are not accepting antibody plasma. That's what they're not collecting, is the antibody plasma if you've been vaccinated.
Okay.
So they that was the only thing, because, they used to take smallpox, like my father. He never got the smallpox vaccination because my father was born with natural immunity to smallpox. So they used to take his blood and take the antibodies to treat people with smallpox, right? And so that's what they were doing, and they found that people who are vaccinated, they can't use that. It's not a viable sample to help treat people. So initially stopped it for the vaccinated, but then there was controversy over that because then if they were taking it from the non-vaccinated, then they would have an argument that, people who are non-vaccinated can donate antibody plasma and save people's lives, so don't get vaccinated. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah, it's political.
All together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard the people that have not taken any of the vaccines, and I don't know how true this is, well, it's a future thing, are going to be actually very sought after for that reason that you're just
mentioning. They'll be sought after.
Because they're going to want your blood to help cure others.
Yeah, well, if they want mine, it's going to be $1 million a vial.
Well,
you know, we should go to Africa.
There's something I wanted to talk about because I have personal, intimate knowledge of it.
Go ahead, JJ.
And that's the fear-mongering, right? I'm sure everybody's heard the saying, if you repeat a lie long enough, that it'll become the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Or you start believing to be in the truth, yeah.
That's right.
Right. So our government used, I was in Desert Storm, as you guys know, and our government used PSYOPs, psychological warfare against the Iraqis during Desert Storm.
Yep.
And we saw some of that material and how it's used and what they do. And what they're doing with the constant bombardment of COVID advertising and fear-mongering is just that. They're doing psychological ops on the American people. We know for a fact that our government lies. They've been caught numerous times. And that's common knowledge. You don't have to look up specific examples. There are far too many, and people have been talking about it for decades.
Right.
Let me interrupt you for a second, JJ, just for a second.
Sure.
I just want to verify what you've been saying. For those who don't really believe that our government lies to them, you can go to the National Security Archives, National Security Archive. Just put it in Google. It's up on the George Washington University website. And when you go there, you can see the declassified documents of the government, what they've done to us as citizens, what they've done to other nations, trying to topple, if not completely toppling, those economies and the political situations of those countries. This is to verify what JJ is saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Our government has done this to us, has done it to other people, and you can see it for yourself, declassified documents, meaning that the government has admitted this, and because of FOIA, that the documents have been revealed to the public. So I just want to say that. Sorry, JJ, go on.
Oh, no, that's good. Also in the Library of Congress, there's also access to a database where you can pull up where the CIA was doing chemical testing, spraying people in the New York subway through briefcases. They were using briefcases to spray American citizens.
That's right, American citizens, yeah.
New York.
To see the effects that this chemical would have, and they did it during rush hour, so a lot of people were affected by it. So there's all kinds of evidence and proof that our government lies and does terrible things to the people. I personally witnessed the lies that they put out for Desert Storm to justify it. They scared people into believing that Saddam was the evil Antichrist, and we're all going to die if we don't take care of him.
That's right.
And they bombarded people with that constantly and incessantly to trick people into believing that we had to go to war with Saddam. And there was all kinds of ulterior motives for the war.
Yes.
We know that our government has done experimental testing on civilians, blacks in Tuskegee. We know that they've done it to our soldiers during World War II, during Vietnam, and during
the Clinton era, too. during the Clinton era, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, if you don't believe those...
Hold on, guys. I don't think JJ is finished yet. Are you finished, JJ?
No, I'm not.
No.
So
go ahead, Joe.
There are thousands of soldiers that were given experimental drugs, and they got sick. And the government admitted it and denied it and then admitted it and then finally denied it. And
right.
you got testimony from thousands of soldiers saying the exact same thing, can describe the exact same pill, and it's not in their medical records.
Whoa.
So the government denies. The government denies the fact that they did any testing and it adversely affected our soldiers. They gave them stuff to protect them, and everything's in their file, and it's not true. I witnessed it. I saw it. They tried to give it to us, and this is the thing. They love for people to fear the government and think that they control everything about the military. Well, they don't, because they tried to give it to us, and we all refused. The entire base where I was at, we all refused, and we didn't get it. So the government cannot force vaccinations on soldiers. Do we get a lot of them? Yep, we sure do. But the majority of the ones that we get have decades and decades of proof of efficacy and safety.
Right.
Right? So the fact that we know that the government and the corporations control and manipulate the media, we know the government lies. How can you absolutely trust what you're seeing from them in the news? You can't. That alone should give people pause to say, wait a minute, something's really fishy here.
Amen. Amen.
So, and then the numbers. Once the numbers started coming in, and the numbers started changing, first they said that this was going to protect us.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
But now we know for a fact
that
you still get it. Now your chances of dying, statistically, it's showing that your chances of dying from COVID are less as an adult if you get vaccinated. That's great. But it doesn't protect us because people are still dying from it who are vaccinated, even though it's a very small number, still happens. And they're trying to put on this facade that they care when we know that they don't, because we know our government allows them to put poison in our food.
That's right.
The other thing that they talked about, if they cared about us, you know, we wouldn't have these carcinogens in our food. We'd be – anyway, I don't want to get off on that tangent. The other thing that they're not putting out in the media, and during the period all the way up until Ronald Reagan, when radio and TV first started, they followed the Fairness Doctrine, and that was thrown out during the Reagan era. And that was the FCC policy. It wasn't law, right?
That's right.
If it was going to be put out as news, it had to be fact-based, unbiased, and had to show both sides of the story. The only thing that we're getting on the news is one side of the story. We're not getting both sides. We're not getting all the facts. We're not hearing from reputable, very reputable, talented doctors who are standing against the vaccine. We don't get a chance to hear from them on the news media. Why?
No.
Because they're controlling and they're trying to instill that fear on purpose.
That's right. Dr. Malone, he came out
and they kicked him off of Twitter, Dr. Robert Malone.
Yeah.
We also have... Hundreds of doctors and scientists have come forward against this, and they've all been shut down. The other thing that's not put out, and I watched it. When it came on, I grabbed my phone and I tuned in, and I watched the emergency approval hearing that the FDA had. It was live. I watched it.
Yeah.
The FDA did not approve the vaccine unanimously. There were five doctors on that panel that had severe concerns and voted against it. Have you heard about that in the news?
No.
No.
Exactly. Well,
let me, and JJ, just to interrupt you for a second, because Bianchi and Gina are waiting. Usually they're very, very quick. They don't talk very, very long.
We got
so
a
let
phone
me,
call.
Okay, in a second, please. Okay. Let Bianchi say what he had to say, and then Gene, and then the phone call, and then Danny, and then me, and then you. Okay, go ahead,
right.
Bianchi. You wanted
No, what I was going to say, he mentioned about the blacks in the Tuskegee experiment. Well, you know, in the 30s, they injected white males with malaria to see if it would react with syphilis. The fever that you contract from malaria would burn the syphilis out. And that was done to white males. Nobody ever talks about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. All right. We'll talk about it in a second. Gene, go ahead.
No, when he was talking about brainwashing, it's like if you just sit back and watch just a normal TV show or the news, well, even watching the news, a majority of it, your local news, it's like a majority of it is about either COVID cases, COVID deaths, or the vaccine, or people getting jabbed, or whatever. But you watch all these commercials, how many commercials come up about getting the jab? You play a game on your phone, how many times do you see a game or a commercial or an ad come up about getting the jab? But again,
right,
they don't do a certain one because then they have to disclose the adverse effects. And then also, I just lost my choo-choo. There was one other thing.
Okay. While you're thinking, Danny, you usually say something very, very quickly. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to reiterate my point that I made Saturday night about the mainstream media. All they do is tell lies, not only with this COVID, and we'll stay on the COVID, of course, but I'm just saying, with everything else that comes out in the mainstream media, you have got to think in your mind, what's the other side of this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my turn.
Okay, so we have a caller, and then after the caller, then we go back to Gene, then we go back to JJ.
Okay, 407, I'm putting you on right now. You're on.
Yeah, this is Nathan in Orlando. I got three real quick points. This is the main one here. If you guys want to consider Dr. Sherry Tenpenny for an interview, I can send you in private her assistant's personal information.
Oh,
that's
good.
I will do that. And she's a part of the frontline doctors. Okay, now here's the other one. I heard a nurse today talking, and you'll notice I sent you in private something that a medical investigator of close to 30 years is saying about the jab in the nose. But anyway, I heard a nurse today talking about, you know, everybody's saying I need to get vitamins that don't come from China. Well, I don't know where Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are getting theirs, but most people don't know this now. She pointed this out, and I'm not going to lay down in front of the train on this one on a bet, but she says that Centrum is now vitamins of Johnson & Johnson.
Huh.
Okay?
Okay.
And Moderna, she named Moderna another vitamins that Moderna is doing. So here's what she was cautioning. You know, whenever you got these people that want us to take vaccines, you know, are wanting to get into vitamin business, you
right.
know, that sounds kind of scary, and I'll add something to that. I don't know if
yeah.
you guys remember, in 04, we had a whole bunch of hurricanes come across the south. Afterwards, building was through the roof. We were putting on new roofs, fixing everything, and then after that, people started getting
right.
sick. And they went in and tested the walls, and they found out the sheetrock came from China, and that was chemical warfare
right.
on everybody. You remember
yeah.
that? Now, here's the last one,
yeah.
and I'm going to hang up on this one. Here's the last one. I'm going to tell you about the we keep hearing about you got to take a shot, and then another shot, and then a little while later, another shot.
Okay,
right. Let me tell you about the time I got vaccinated to nicotine. When I was 13 years old, back then it was called Snucks. Stowed. Now I got to be politically correct and say I snuck some cigarettes from my mama, and me and my friends went out and smoked. And I smoked my first cigarette. I got dizzy, started sweating, nauseated. At that point, I was vaccinated to nicotine. I could get around people that smoke; it wouldn't bother me. I would never ever have to worry about cigarettes hurting me. But I lit that second cigarette up, and I smoked all the way up till I was 21, and then I had to go through the battle of first detoxing my body long enough and then start the mind battle of I don't want that cigarette. So there's what happens when you take a shot and then another shot and then another shot. It's going to
yeah.
keep whatever, okay? And that's all I got to say.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a great show, and I'm going to send you Michelle. Tenpenny's
do you know Donnie's?
You want to call her. She's like,
okay. Nathan, do you know Donnie's email?
No, I got him on the private on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you
yeah.
want me to send it to the email.
Right.
I just
it's,
sent you the
you,
thing on the swabs. I just sent
yeah,
you the thing
it.
On the swab, but I'm gonna send you in private there. The contact for Tenpenny. Man, that lady is a rock star. When y'all have her on, I'm going to be here
oh,
in
yeah.
front of my computer with cigarette lighters on, holding them up
okay.
in air.
All right. I've
okay,
got
thank
to,
you,
God bless you guys, man. Keep challenging minds, man. You guys are doing God's work.
Well, thank you, Nathan.
Appreciate it, brother.
We've got,
yes.
I've got the RN. If you guys, you know, ever want to listen to it tonight, I'll play it.
Yeah, that'll be cool, Donnie.
You wanted me to
okay,
play
right now? No, not right
oh.
now, because Gene hasn't finished.
Oh.
Gene, what were you want?
Yeah,
what did you
I'm
want to finish up?
I'm still trying to think of what I wanted to say, and I can't remember. I apologize.
The choo-
it
was, yeah, you lost your choo-choo about the vaccine, and was it about the children?
Oh, no, I don't remember. No, it wasn't about the children. You guys did hear that the court, I don't know if we mentioned this Saturday night or not, but when they were trying, they wanted, was it Moderna or Pfizer, to release all their information on their vaccination, and they wanted, it was going to take 75 years to release it, because they were going to release it in small increments, because they said it was just too much information to release at one time. Well, there's a court that has ordered that they have to release like 55,000 pages or 6,500 pages or something like that. And it's going to be only 6 months to release that. But why would they want to wait 75 years? Probably because the majority of people that have taken the jab would be dead in 75 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he
right,
goes
no.
to this court
yeah.
that's saying, no, it ain't happening.
Well,
yeah.
We have released the documents from Pfizer into court. I'll get to that later. Gene, if you're finished, then I want to get back.
I'm done.
But you're done? Okay. And
okay.
I want to get back to JJ because I interrupted him. So, JJ, you've got the floor until a new caller comes in, and then after a few minutes, they will bring the new caller in. Sorry to interrupt you, but Bianchi and Gene usually don't take very much time to express themselves. I wanted to get them the opportunity to finish what you wanted to say before I got back to you. And then, Donnie, then you can play that RN after JJ's finished, okay?
Yes.
Okay. JJ.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
But JJ
okay.
might have left. Oh, JJ's here. Okay.
Nope,
I
I'm
see.
Still here.
Okay.
So I don't have much more. Just a
That's
couple
cool.
of
okay.
some more facts, guys. God dog it, I got more pesky facts, right?
More pesky facts.
they are facts. So anyway, there's, you know, when it comes to psychology, there was a guy that did a bunch of tests, and the majority of people will always follow authority, even if they know that it's wrong in their heart, right?
Right.
Because of the false perception that if you're authority,
right,
you know what you're talking about, and that you're a good person and are going to do the right thing.
Right.
So because of those experiments, you know, they learned how to manipulate people.
Right.
And through the study of psychology, we know that there are three things that motivate people: money, self-motivation, and the number one motivator?
Women. Oh.
Women. Well, that too.
It's not women, it's fear. So,
and what is fear?
Why? That's why in all the advertisements that you see, they're emotional. Because
yeah,
our emotions are irrational. They don't look at numbers. They don't look at facts. They go by feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is why none of the advertisements for COVID vaccination is based on facts. They don't come out and tell you that if you're an adult and you get the vaccine, you've got a 94% chance that you're going to have mild symptoms and a 99% chance that you won't die, right? But
right,
if you don't get the vaccination, you still have a 99.4% chance of survival.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that. What do? Well, I get the vaccination so that I can hug my grandma.
Yeah.
Intentionally, they know this. This is a part of psychological warfare. They intentionally go after your emotions because your emotions are irrational. And you make rash, quick decisions based on your emotion. And that's what they're counting on. They don't want us to be rational. They want us to fear, and they want us to get all feely with our emotions and react based on that and not
right,
based on fact.
Absolutely right.
And when people know that information, the fear starts to fade away. You don't fear anymore because you know and understand what they're trying to do. That you know that they're trying to manipulate you. You know that they're not giving you facts.
Right.
And that's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
Well, what is fear? What is fear? If you break fear down, it is false evidence appearing real.
Well, it's a nice acronym.
I mean, if you keep that, I learned that years and years ago because it's like, and when I learned that, it's like, I think that's what taught me to be more, okay, looking at, you know, different sides of things and looking for more information to make a decision. Because every time I would get scared about something, I'd go, okay, it's false evidence appearing real. It's nothing there. You know, it's the boogeyman.
Well, you know, you complicate the whole thing to the fact that today's children aren't being properly educated in the sciences and the physiology as we were. And when you take that away, then your analogy of fear pops in.
And before Donnie plays the tape, I'm going to say one other thing to buttress JJ's argument about what the government's done to us. We all know this. But for those who are listening, you can go to YouTube. I don't think they've taken it down yet, and I mentioned this on Donnie's show Saturday. There was a time when in Nevada, the government had, detonated atomic bombs in the desert. They
right,
had soldiers in the trenches.
Yes, they did.
And what did they do, folks? They said, people, soldiers, get up, march towards the mushroom cloud. They got up and marched towards the mushroom cloud.
They had blowback. Yeah. I mean, they blew them back.
backwards. A lot of them fell backwards. That's right.
So there you go.
And a lot of them, and a lot of them ended up dying of cancer because of it.
That's right. Yep. And Bring It Boy in the chat room. I didn't know he was married to a guy, but I guess he was married to his husband. Ended up with testicular cancer and had one of his balls removed, infected and removed. About this, telling JJ he was right about the experimental drugs in the military. And there you go.
Yep, and they did it under the Clinton. Clinton, I think, mandated that the soldiers, even without consent, had to take some sort of an experimental drug that I think that they were promoting at the time. But I don't have proof of that. That's from my memory. My memory's kind of bad. But Donnie, if you want to play that clip.
Hang on a second. I want to ask TJ about something, though, real quick.
Okay.
Back when the anthrax vaccine came out, and they were giving it to the military then before it was actually fully approved. They were giving it before it was actually fully approved, were they?
Yeah.
No, the anthrax vaccine was not approved back then when they gave it to the soldiers. Not approved.
No, it was, sure wasn't.
That's what I thought.
Good.
And it's still not. Is it approved now?
No. Not that I know of. No, I don't think so.
I didn't think so either, but I'm just wondering if anybody else knew.
God knows. I don't know.
All right, that was a good question, Gene, because other people would not have known about it either.
The only reason I remember is we have a son that lives at home with us who was discharged, and he was talking about, we were talking about the vaccine, and he doesn't want to get it, don't get me wrong, but we were just kind of throwing it around as far as the military, and how the military was forced to get the anthrax vaccine, and that sparked me, speaking of which, there are Marines in, was it Florida? Arizona or Georgia, one of those states, that took the military to court and won and don't have to get the vaccine.
Okay. Now, there's another solution, folks, for those of you who have loved ones in the military. Okay?
But the media's not going to tell you that. They're not going to,
That's what we have DuckDuckGo, StartPage, and even Google. I find a lot of stuff which is supposed to be.
It's not just that. It's actually listening to programs like this. It's actually listening to alternative media. There's a lot of great stations on Rumble, a lot of great truthers on there. Somebody has to take some of what they say and go, when they tell you something, certain things are sparking, is that true? And then you can look it up. There's a lot of what they call truthers out there speaking, like Scott McKay, Brett Burden, Phil Godlewski, and with LT with L and no, trying to think of another one I listened to, I can't remember. I think it's Red Pill something. But there's several of them out there. I used to listen to Summer Christian W before she passed this last week.
All right, you still sound. First off, if you're going to interrupt me, don't sound like you're in a goddamn bathtub.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like I'm in a bathtub.
Okay.
Is look for alternative. Get on Telegram. Get on Rumble. Get on Getter. Get on a lot of these alternative medias, because you're going to find information that you are not going to find on Facebook or Twitter or NBC, CBS, ABC, and all the mainstream media. You really need to get in these other groups and start listening to some of these people. And you have to use discernment. I'm not saying that everything that they say is true, because there's a lot of things that they say that I don't agree with or I don't find to be true. But they also have a lot of good information. Get in there. Look for it. It's there.
Before Donnie plays this clip, anybody else have anything to say?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, we have a new caller.
Well, I think
I've been here all the time. I just got in
Adrian.
Hi, and I wanted to say to you, you are loud and clear today. I love it.
You know what, though? I wish you hadn't told me that, because I was going to say I want to get off my earbuds and my cell phone and get back to my landline. But since I come across clear, I'm going
to
have to stay here.
No, this is real clear, and you're not at a whisper.
That's
okay,
true.
Cool.
Because your voice was very low before.
Yeah. All right. This is good now. This is good.
One of the things that that I really wanted to say that I have heard no one say. Most people have their own personal medical physician. Even though our physicians, before their name, it says practicing, but they're your physician, and you are supposed to trust that physician. That physician has your medical history. Why is it no one sits down with their doctor and discuss this vaccine?
Oh, I do.
People do.
Don, I know that you do. But I've heard no one say, and believe me, I have not taken the vaccine. I've never had a flu vaccine. But I did sit down with my doctor and discuss it and why I wouldn't take it.
There you go.
Well, I think, to be honest, I have not, but I don't go to the doctor very often. So I haven't even made an appointment because I haven't needed to make an appointment. But for me, I guess, when I talk to friends, their doctors are like constantly pushing it. You need to get back. You need to get back. And ignoring their concerns or, you know, things of that nature. I don't think my doctor would do that. Actually, when he talked to my husband today, he didn't even ask him if he was back or tell him he should get back. So, which it was impressive to me, you know, wasn't even though we were talking about him having COVID, you know what I mean? So that was impressive to me. But I think a lot of people are just, because it's being pushed and you're seeing all these doctors advertise it, every other commercial on TV, they don't want to talk to their doctors because they don't feel like they can believe them.
Okay, and there was something else you were saying about they're not advertising the vaccine itself and telling you the side effects. Well, the reason for that and all these other pills and whatever that comes across, that's a disclaimer. And they're not going to do a disclaimer for these vaccines because they're not liable.
Ah, that's not true.
That is the reason that you do
good
not
point.
See a disclaimer.
Yep. Good point. I didn't even think of that. Good job, Adrian.
That was why I was bringing it up, to get people to think like that, Adrian. Thank you for, you know, but I was just like, you guys got to stop, sit back and think, why? Why? Why are they pushing it so hard?
Here's another
thing. You know what they call it?
Follow the money.
Well,
you know what they call
talk about it after Bianchi finishes. Go ahead, Bianchi.
That's called the insert. They are without inserts, which reveals that information of how to take it, the side effects, and so on and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even
at the beginning, there were blank inserts, okay? And you weren't allowed to take a vial home, and I don't think the pharmacists were allowed to even do an examination of the vials. Recently, there have been inserts, and do you know what's been on them? First set of ones were blank. Now some are coming out saying, I believe, that this is an experimental gene therapy, because there was a pharmacist in the news who said it was pointed out to him. Have you taken a look at the insert? He said, no, take a look. Took a look at the insert, and then he said, wow, I should not be administering this to my, to the people who want a jab. Also, to Adrian's point, how come we haven't heard about the doctors and, you should trust your doctors? From what I understand, in California especially, doctors have been threatened with their licenses being taken away from them if they prescribe ivermectin or some other type of therapeutic to more than five patients. So even though you trust your doctor says, going to say to himself, I've had this patient for 20 years, but this patient doesn't feed my family. And
right.
if I get my license pulled, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I see your point. I see your point.
So, Adrian, unless you add something else.
Oh, I was going to say, they don't want to believe or trust their doctors, you know, on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, point that I wanted to make is that as far as the mainstream media, the reporting of the news, and this is all of them, including cable news, people have a tendency not to listen to what is being said. We as people pick out what we want to hear.
True.
But if you truly sit and listen, you will know that you are not being told the truth about these vaccines.
Right.
You could tell that you're not being told the truth. And they tell you, believe the scientists.
Mm-hmm.
But yet and still, from day to day, science changes.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to look at is just something simple, like we went from a 14-day quarantine down to a 5-day quarantine.
True.
Well, something that I saw somebody had said, if science is no longer questioned, or if science can no longer be questioned, is nothing more than propaganda.
Which is
We were always taught in school, when we were doing science experiments, you need to be able to repeat the results. You need to have your peers be able to repeat the results that you come up with. And you should always be asking questions about the results that you find.
The one thing about science, which makes it science, is that, as Gene was alluding to, it has to be replicatable. If you have an experiment, an hypothesis, regardless of whether you want to prove it or try to not prove it, but just remain neutral, those experiments have to be done according to the scientific method. And once you publish those particular results, they have to be replicated by other scientists in your field to make sure that your findings have not been biased.
And they're called peer review.
And that is correct. That is science.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the science that we've been seeing over the last 2.5 years.
No. I think Don's waiting to play the clip. Are you really waiting to play the clip? Are you just laying back and waiting for us to continue? Don, are you with Otis? Okay. Okay, guys, continue. Since
I'm
he's
here.
Not here.
I'm
okay.
Here. You want me to play?
I didn't know if you... No, that's up to you. I mean, I don't know if you were waiting to play the clip because it was that interesting.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, guys, what we're going to do, we're going to play a clip, and then after that, we'll get back to either the clip or back to where we were.
You can discuss the clip, and then after the clip, if you want in, get in now because I got to take my puppy out, okay?
Okay, what time is it? Because we're only going to
11.
Yeah.
10:18.
Right. Then we got 40 minutes, guys. So those of you who do want to call in and talk. Oh, by the way, JJ, you can pop in and say anything anytime. Okay, this is your first time here, so, anything. Because I enjoyed what you had to say, and I'm sure the other listeners did too.
I did too.
Like I said. Okay, so don't be shy just because it's your first time here.
Okay,
all right,
Johnny. He's been here before.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I know he's on UAW, but I don't know about this show.
No, I don't remember. No.
I've come on a couple of Saturday shows.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to play the...
I remember, JJ. I remember. They don't.
Yes, Janie. You've got a good memory. Oh,
Here we go.
Joe, I have a point to make. After the video, I have a point to make on a different subject.
Okay, I'm going to play this tape because I got to take my puppy out after the tape. Now, hang on.
Let's do it.
And then afterwards, we go to Danny first, and then we'll follow up afterwards.
Live, okay. Undisclosed location. I just wanted to let everybody know that not only am I a registered nurse for several decades, almost three, I'm also a certified federal medical investigator. I am bringing you today information about the swab. The swab that is used to test for the current claimed pandemic. Facebook took down my previous video. Just happened to disappear, so I'm bringing you another one. I'm also going to transfer this video to my website, purplelionproject.com, as soon as I'm done so that it's not disappeared again. So the swabs that are used for testing, I have two of them here made by different manufacturers. The first one is made by Ninbo HLS Medical Products, and it's made in China.
Product? Where is she, Canadian?
Sterile/EO. Keep that in mind because I'm going to give additional information what the EO stands for. Here's the other one. This one is made by MiraClean Technology, and this is also made in China. It also says sterile/EO.
This is a good tape. I've heard it.
So these are two different swabs that are used deep into the nasal cavity, halfway up to your skull, to test for the current pandemic. Don't want to say the name of it because I don't want to get banned again from Facebook. So what is EO? EO stands for ethylene oxide. So these swabs are saturated with, coated with EO, ethylene oxide. So what is ethylene oxide? Per the United States Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA is a human carcinogen in December 2016. The EPA, as well as the International Agency for Research on Cancer and the National Toxicology Program, classifies ethylene oxide as a carcinogen to humans. Evidence in humans indicates that exposure to ethylene oxide by inhalation increases the risk of lymphoma, myelomas, and leukemias, and for females, breast cancer. Ethylene oxide is mutagenic, which means it can change the DNA in your cells. Children may be more susceptible to the harmful effects of mutagenic substances. It also states here that acute inhalation exposure of workers to high levels of ethylene oxide has resulted in nausea, vomiting, neurological disorders, bronchitis, pulmonary edema, and emphysema. Some evidence exists indicating that inhalation exposure to ethylene oxide can cause an increased rate of miscarriages in female workers. Reproductive effects have been noted in inhalation. Exposure studies include decreased testicular weights and sperm concentration and testicular degeneration.
Bring it, boy.
Ethylene oxide has been shown to cause lymphoid cancer and tumors of the brain, lung, connective tissue, uterus, breasts in animals exposed to ethylene oxide by inhalation.
Damn.
So that's from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. This is from the Department of Health and Human Services on ethylene oxide. The DNA damaging activity of ethylene oxide explains its effectiveness as a sterilant, and this same property accounts for its carcinogenic risk to humans. This is from the Canadian version of OSHA. It's called the Canadian Center for Occupational Health and Safety. This is their information about ethylene oxide. It states it's very toxic, causes cancer, changes in your genetics, and reproductive toxicity.
I can confirm that.
What's that?
JJ said he can confirm it.
Oh, okay.
After Desert Storm,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was in military during Desert Storm.
Right.
Well, under the Clinton administration, we were downsizing. I reclassified into fixing hospital equipment, and I used to work with ethylene oxide sterilizers. I used to repair them, and
oh.
I had an acute exposure to it. It's nasty.
Oh,
and I've read MSDS on it. And so, yeah, so probably going to sooner or later die of cancer from that exposure, but it is a nasty, deadly gas, and it's used to sterilize plastic instruments, things that it's supposed to be used on stuff that it can't adhere to, like cotton swabs. It's supposed to be used on plastics that can't handle the high temperatures of steam sterilization. And then what they do once it's after the sterilization cycle, it gets mixed with water and it turns into antifreeze. Wow. It turns into ethylene glycol, which is harmless.
Jeez. God. Oh,
I was going to get, I was after Danny was going to speak, I was going to get to JJ and say, JJ, see, they're doing it to us again, but you beat me to the punch, JJ.
Okay. I'm going to play the rest of it. It's only about a minute and a half.
It says it's okay, very toxic. Fatal if inhaled, may damage fertility, and causes a genetic defect. Also states that it's a carcinogen.
She's showing all the documents.
To cause reduced fertility.
Good.
So again, I just wanted to go over and let people know what is in this swab that's made in China. Some state workers where I live are having to have this test done daily before they enter their work site.
Dangerous.
I wonder what the long-term effects of this swabbing is going to be.
We know.
And here's your proof.
She's holding them up.
These nasal swabs that are used to test for this quote, pandemic, are made in China, dipped in ethylene oxide, saturated with it.
Wow.
And this is what they're putting up deep into your nasal cavity, close to your brain.
Wow.
No, thank you.
No. I agree.
So again, this is Cassandra Dunn, registered nurse, certified federal medical investigator, coming to you with information about the swab. If you have any questions, please, or comments, just click below, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. I'll be transferring this to my new website called purplelionproject.com.
Okay.
I don't know what to say, people.
Thank you.
For real, I can't make this up. We're being poisoned in every way, shape, and form. And it all stems from China. Anything that comes from China is pretty much garbage.
Yes, it is.
Everything's always contaminated with toxic lead and toys from
like
China.
The toys.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage. The vitamins that are at Walmart, Nature Valley, made in China. Garbage. It does more harm than any good. Just throw that garbage away. I know it's cheap, but it doesn't do the body any good. In fact, it does more harm than any good. So again, this is Cassandra Dunn signing out. Talk to y'all later.
Okay. Her website is purplelionproject.com. If you guys want to go visit her, she is an investigator.
Yeah, I like that what you said there. Yeah.
Yeah. She's this thing's got 294,623 views.
Good.
And I'm gonna tweet it out on my stuff.
Good.
And probably get thrown off for a couple of days. That's okay. We'll just do it anyway. And I want to, there was a doctor I wanted to thank. He's following our show, and he wrote a nice little message to me, to us, actually. And I forgot his name. I apologize. But we do have almost 22,000 people now in Twitter following the shows, both shows, UAW and Beyond the Mainstream. So thank you very much. Go ahead,
Dad. Thanks for playing the clip, Donnie. That was an important clip.
I want to
thank anybody and everybody who does come out publicly against the vaccine, against COVID, against the government. They are brave people. So I just want to say that. Now, Danny, you wanted to, you were going to say something, and then we'll get to wherever we're going to get.
Yeah. I just wanted to reach back a little bit to what Adrian was saying, and I agree with about the mainstream media, lying. People watch the mainstream media. They're going to believe what they want to believe.
Right.
Especially with this COVID deal, only getting one side of a story or even a made up side. See what happens. All these people are scared to death. Okay, doesn't the same go for other subjects and stuff? What I'm saying is, with the mainstream media, they called the race for Biden. Even though they slipped up on air live during the election with the vote switching, and people that were watching the mainstream media saw it. All of us were, because that's the only way we can watch election results come in.
Mm-hmm.
They slipped up. We were shown the lie. We were shown the real truth, about what lie they were trying to put forth, in front of us. There are a certain number of people that will not even acknowledge this happened, even though it did. If we know for a fact that the mainstream media is 100% lying, about the COVID, why is it that, some people still say, hey, that vote deal, that's a conspiracy, they slipped up, man.
Now that you brought that up, let me just state this. Maricopa County in Arizona has come out, and they're changing their election rules, and they have admitted that 264,000 ballots should not have been counted, and a lot of ballots were doubled counted. Yes, they came out, and they're not going to do anything about this, but they did change the rules how they're going to run their elections.
They did admit they were wrong anyway.
Yes,
When did you read this, Donnie?
I read it today.
Today, okay. I want to do some research.
I'll try to find that tape before the end of the show. I will try to find it.
Okay, cool.
All right, go ahead.
I heard a voice.
Oh, okay. Suzette's here, by the way. Suzette.
Hey, Suzette.
And Bring It Boy and his husband is here.
All right.
I just wanted to mention how there's been a slight change up in the Biden administration from having tests that the government's purchased and having them sent to everyone's home, to having testing stations or having them available in the market for purchase or so that you can purchase. And the change up is because if they send it to your home, it's one thing. But if you voluntarily go seek to have those tests performed, whether you purchase it or go to one of those testing stations, they can't be blamed for anything because you consented. You voluntarily went there to go take that and have that done. So, people should think about that as far as why they had to change that. If they have it sent to your home, it's different than going to seek out what it is. That
so it's an implied consent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say something about that video that Cassandra? If you stop and think, she was explaining about the EO that's to sanitize, and JJ confirms exactly how deadly that is. And they want people to either get jabbed or have that thing shoved up their nose or in their mouth or whatever every week, which is going to be worse.
And oops, I just want to break in real quick before I got to take the puppy out. If you look at these, they're not on Fox as much, but if you look at the CNN especially, look who sponsors their news shows, Pfizer. You see a ton of Pfizer ads, and that tells you something right there. And MSNBC.
Sure does.
There was another video I watched today, I think it was today, that the government themselves are actually investors. I believe it's in Moderna.
Hmm.
So every time a Moderna shot is given, the government makes money.
Oh, well.
And that's
you know, and the
2015, I think it was, when they were starting with their mRNA testing and whatever. The government invested in it.
Okay, before anybody... Okay, thank you, Gene. Before anybody else says anything, Suzette, give your show... You have a show tomorrow. Give your show's details, please. Okay.
Thank you.
When she comes back. Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Suzette Live Talk on Spreaker, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be talking about the food shortages. I'll be giving out some links and resources so you can track these ships off the shore. It's pretty cool in lifetime. Talking a little bit about vaccines. And that's pretty much it. So I'll see you tomorrow at 5 p.m. on Spreaker.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Sure. Okay, anybody else? Danny, were you finished? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done.
You were.
I'm done. I just want the same thing. The mainstream media to be held accountable. You know, if you're gonna say they lie on one thing, you know what? They're lying on everything. Keep in mind, people that do watch.
That's a good point. That you, I'm hearing myself. Okay, these earbuds suck. All right. In any case, Adrian, we haven't heard from you that much. Do you want to say anything before I say anything?
I don't know if anyone had heard this, but. The vaccine for those that's, 5 to 12, there's a possibility that those children will develop diabetes from the vaccine. I don't know if anyone had heard that.
Well, amongst other things, diabetes, infertility, infertility.
I know about the infertility and all of that, but the diabetes is something new that came out.
They're
pushing that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt it. At this point, I wouldn't doubt anything.
And this is one of the major points that I think we should emphasize tonight, is that the government has a history of damaging American citizens as well as people overseas. Okay, get that again, boys and girls who are out there listening. That means you. That means in case you have a family member who's undergone some sort of autism or maybe he's got a neurological disorder, it's very possible that's a result of his or her grandfather or father having been a guinea pig in some sort of government experiment when they were in the service or contracted by the government or worked for the government in some capacity in some way. We have to wake up to the history of our government lying to us, damaging us, killing us. So those of you who still believe that the government is there to protect you, that's supposed to be their job. But are they doing their job? And I say to you, err on the side of caution. If you want to take the vaccine, I personally don't give a shit anymore. Do what you want. But if you don't want to take a look at the research that I, for example, have spent a long time taking a look at, if you don't want to do it because it's too much work time or elbow grease that might have, you know, from pushing the mouse from 1/2 inch to another on your goddamn computer, then okay, do what you want. But we've given you what personal experiences, empirical evidence. Okay, now I'm done. Anybody else can do whatever you want, say whatever you want to say.
We've given them resources, too, to go to. You know, mm-hmm. It's not just it's like when you do the – it's like – and I don't have time to sit and do a lot of the research like you do, Joe. You know, you mm-hmm. do pretty in-depth. I don't have that kind of time. I do some research, but I listen to a lot of people, and then when something sparks me, I go and look that up, if that makes sense, you know, to verify or whatever. But when there's a lot of doctors coming out, like and nurses like this Cassandra, coming out and speaking against it, that should raise a red flag to you as to why. When doctors are being fired and nurses are being fired, and now we're being told that the hospitals are overwhelmed, but they don't say they're overwhelmed with COVID. Like tonight we were watching the news, and they were talking about a local hospital was overwhelmed. But come to find out, the amount of COVID cases were minimal. They're overwhelmed because they have fired or laid off doctors and nurses that are refusing to get this vaccine. Mm-hmm. And that should make people go, why? Why are they refusing it? There's more to, you know, especially a doctor or a nurse.
Well, they refuse because they don't want to take it. I don't blame them.
Well, I understand that. But what I'm getting at is it should make people go, why? And if they don't want to take it, why should I take it?
Of course. And that was an argument that I had, well, almost an argument. Is that me? Am I hearing myself? Oh, these freaking earbuds. Maybe I'm coming across clear, but I'm also hearing verb. In any case, I had almost an argument with somebody about the very same issue. I said 54% of nurses have refused to get vaccinated. He said those numbers are not true. And then he starts citing New York, for example. He says 23% have only refused in New York. And, you know, I'm wondering, what the hell has that got to do with the 54% that, you know, across the board have refused? And then, you know, so like I say, people, you respond, you do you. And you do it any way you want.
Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, just because it's 23% in New York doesn't mean that it's 80% somewhere else. You know, it's going to vary from, you know, profession to profession, state to state, city to city. You know, those rates are going to vary depending on the what the hell's the term,
demographic,
yes, thank you.
Well, so, people don't want to take the vaccine, they shouldn't have, they leave them alone. And I'm happy to see those who are making a liberty choice not to take it, and they need to be vociferous, need to demonstrate and do all the things necessary that make sure that their word is heard. Those that want to, then it's up to them. Let them take it.
Now,
this division already exists. People talk, that's not created. Well, it already exists. And we need to get used to it. You're going to have those over there. You're going to have those right here. It's good.
I was just going to mention one of the tactics that they're using, like with my daughter. Now, she's in her young 20s, okay, is they're like, well, have you ever taken any other vaccines? Have you ever taken any other shots? And I said, she asked me about that. I'm like, okay.
Jane, you still sound, Jane, I can barely understand you because, I don't know, you're far away from the mic or whatever. You might have to repeat the last 10
seconds. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Anyways, they're trying to say, have you taken any other vaccines? Have you ever taken any other shots for vaccines? And I looked at her and I said, you can tell them at that time you were a minor and you had no choice. That choice was up to your parents. And now that you're an adult, the choice is yours. You get to make those decisions for yourself. I said, they can't hold those previous vaccines that you have had over your head like that and pressure you to do something you don't want to do. So I'm just saying that.
No,
the
but they're gonna try to manipulate, though. They're gonna use mm-hmm. anything and everything that they can. Because according, you know, to the medical exemption and religious exemption laws, you know, they can only ask a limited number of questions that pertain to your belief, not your past medical or vaccination history. That's none of their damn business.
I agree.
But that's how that's what they're mm-hmm. trying to do
but
to manipulate.
They're doing it
Go ahead,
in casual
Judge.
Conversation. They're doing it in casual conversation.
But they're trained
well,
to
JJ
do
finish.
That
uh-huh.
so that they can it's just like when you get pulled over. Lawyers tell you, don't talk to the police because they're going to use anything and everything that you say against you. Even if that's how they do it. They're trained to make it seem like, oh, just like casual conversation, but they're documenting that and they're going to use it against you.
Manipulation yep. is what it's called.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so you only give them the information that they need to know, and that's it. You don't give them any more.
And that's exactly what I said.
But we're not trained.
And let,
we're not trained
let Bianchi
to do that.
In after JJ finishes, Bianchi comes in. Okay. Go ahead, JJ.
Well,
you were talking about manipulation. Don't let them. Yeah, don't let the media,
don't let
the government manipulate you. Yeah.
We're just not trained, right, on their tactics. Most people aren't aware of the tactics that they use. Because, you know, we're all good people at heart, and that's why a lot of people believe the government, because they would never see themselves doing something like that, so they have a hard time believing that somebody
right.
else would be that evil. And God bless them, you know, it just proves that, you know, humanity is good at heart, but there's a lot of people that aren't, that they are truly evil. The things that I saw, you know, I knew about before Edward Snowden came out and told, you know, the United States, hey, the government's spying on you. I knew about it because I used to fix that equipment.
Mm.
And so, you know, that's what I did during Desert Storm. I fixed the equipment we used to provide surveillance for the whole war. That's how I was able to find out about the soldiers getting sick from the shit that they were given.
Mm-hmm.
And among other things, you know, that I learned about our government.
Right.
I stood up to them one time. And
oh, yeah?
They got all kinds of power. They screwed me out of $10,000. They broke 5 military regulations to punish me for standing up and protecting my soldier like I'm supposed to do. And I got punished for it, which is fine. I mean, I would do it again because it was the right thing to do. But they're terrible. Terrible people. I know it's hard to believe, but if I could tell you some of the things that I know, it would blow your hair back. But a lot of stuff is classified, so.
Yeah. Bianchi, you wanted to jump in.
Yeah, but I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, Gene, you were there.
I was just agreeing with him when he was saying it. But that's what I was trying to tell my daughter, was she's being manipulated, and don't let them. Just don't let them. But these kids that are in their, you know, 18 to 25, they're naive in a sense. You know, they don't have life experience. And this is really a hard way for them to get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it could be deadly. Adrian, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you to everyone that prayed for my family the other day. That was a 14-hour drive back home. Gene was right. My daughter said that it was icy on the road on the way back, but it was also very foggy.
Oh, wow.
Through so, dangerous conditions. Yeah.
Yes, it was very dangerous. She said that there were 18-wheelers in the ditches, and, you know, they just saw
wow.
kind of accidents. But they
shit.
Made it home safely. And I
you know what you should do?
2 hours of sleep,
sit,
huh?
Let her finish.
You should sit both of them down and chew their butts out for doing it. So next time you pull off in a hotel and sleep it out.
Listen to me very carefully. My children are grown adults. My children, I taught them, okay? I taught them better. If that's what you want to do, that's your ass and not mine. Because I've already said, I do not do highway driving in the winter. Because you do not know what you're going to encounter out there.
Yeah.
And
well,
so,
I do that for mine.
And I said, oh, okay. But all I could do is sit back and pray for their safety. That's all I could do because they're adults.
Mm-hmm. It takes 6 seconds for a truck to come to a stop once
yes.
you apply the brakes. So in those 6 seconds, that's an eternity, which then ends up being an eternity of death.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not
especially
there.
Especially in bad roads.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Okay. I think Donnie, when he comes back, he's going to play another clip, and then we're going to wrap the show up.
No. Earlier, you know, when you were talking about mainstream media, or mainstream media was brought up again, people got to get away from mainstream media and, you know, start looking at other media outlets. There's so
Amen.
Many of them.
Amen.
So
yeah, that was, yeah, you're right. Danny was emphasizing that, yeah.
Donnie was inquiring about California schools, and they were going to implement a vaccine for kids to go back to school. But then the parents raised such a stink that some schools actually started instituting it, but the parents made such a stink that they put it off till July 22nd. And that makes a whole lot of sense. So I guess the virus won't come attack them until July.
No,
really
of course
true.
Not.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to try to vote on it quietly during the summer and then inform parents just before the school year starts. Your kid has to be
well,
vaccinated
you know,
to be involved.
Mm-hmm. Like Suzette was alluding to, death, you know, if you guys remember the movie, Death Takes a Holiday. Sure it does.
They're just trying to do it backwards, you know, or on the sneak, on the sly.
Mm.
And that's sad.
Yep.
If there's anything anybody can take away from tonight's show, it's just... you know, if you really, truly believe that the government is there to protect you, I don't blame you because they keep espousing those viewpoints for decades and decades and decades and will continue to do so. But tonight, not only through our empirical experience, through our anecdotal experience, but through very personal experience, JJ has talked about when he was in the service, when he got out of the service, I forgot her name. Oh, Cassandra, I believe her name is. Is that her name, Cassandra? That's an appropriate name for a whistleblower, if it's Cassandra. She was talking about the documents from our government, the Environmental Protection Agency, boys and girls, and their description about what this poison is and what it can do if you inhale it. Now, if you shove it up your nose, what do you think you're going to do with that particular type of chemical? You will inhale it.
Right.
And if you're going to continue to inhale it time after time, your fault. And I don't care. All right?
Well, you also have to remember that you absorb things into your body. You ingest it through your mouth. You breathe it through your nose. And you absorb it through your skin. It's not
just
one or the other.
Yeah. And you just reminded me of something. When you absorb certain substances, regardless of whether through your skin or whether you ingest it, a lot of times those chemicals reside for a long time in your fatty tissues. Okay? You do not excrete them through the normal number one and number two. Okay? So remember that too, boys and girls. Okay, Donnie, are you back?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you want to play that clip?
I'm trying to find it. Go. I just got in, so go ahead. It's zero
okay.
degrees. I'm freezing my ping off, and gosh, it's cold out there, folks.
I don't understand why it'd be so cold in Michigan near the Great Lakes. I don't understand that. Okay, never mind.
Smart
All
ass.
Right, folks, we got, unless you really want to play the clip, we can wait for it, Donnie. But if not, I want to wrap the show up. We only got 6 minutes left, anywho.
All right, sir. You go ahead, and I'll try to find it for Saturday night. How about that?
Okay. All right. Okay, guys, thank you all for coming.
Go ahead.
Did I hear somebody? All right.
You heard the tape just started playing, but it wasn't the right tape.
Oh, okay. So, that's the end of the show. Guys and girls, don't wait for the Australian voice to come on to say thank you for listening to Block Talk Radio. Goodbye. So,
hold on, Joe. Everybody goes for the people in Michigan.
Detroit Tiger baseball.
Oh, Jesus.
You have to be a Tiger fan to remember this theme song back in the 60s.
68.
With my man Ernie Harwell. We got 5.5 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, and we are being spring training in Lakeland, Florida. Don't forget that. Detroit Tiger baseball. By Strohs. Go outside and stroh a party. Yeah, K-Line's at the bat.
Game is scoreless. It's the third inning. Big series for the Tigers, perhaps.
He only got 40 seconds.
Here's the set on the mound.
Well, thank you for having me.
He's a long bell for that. This will be a home run for K-Line. The Tigers lead
2-11. Al K-Line.
The great Ernie Harwell and Al Kaline, both Hall of Famers. Right, all right. That's the time I used to push the ice cream cart and listen to Saturday afternoon baseball. Love it. 5.5 weeks, folks. It's going to start warming up. The gopher or whatever the hell it is going to see his ass. Whatever he does, I don't know. He's going to see something. And you all be good, be safe, and I'll see you Saturday night, hopefully. And, boy, JJ, you brought it to the park today, buddy.
So you did.
I didn't even realize they weren't playing all that stuff at the end. You know, they usually get a guy that can talk so fast you don't know what he's saying to tell you everything that's wrong with this drug. You're right. When they advertise that crap, I hear nothing.
Right.
Well, they don't do an individual. They just say the vaccine. They don't get the vaccine.
Yeah.
The reason why we had that exposure to ethylene oxide, it was a freak thing, and the water main went, and the hospital lost water. And so when the sterilizer went to exhaust all that ethylene oxide gas, instead of being mixed with the water, the gas was going down the drain, and it was backing up, you know, because it's a gas.
Oh, yeah.
And the alarms go off, and you've got sick people in the hospitals. And so we had to get in there to shut the gas off to save the rest of the hospital so that they could be evacuated so they didn't get exposure.
Yeah,
and
that'll do you in quick.
And we know how the Army's so good at supplying proper equipment to soldiers.
Right.
We didn't have scuba or SCBA gear to put on before going in there.
Right.
So we just had my sergeant and I, we ran in, shut the tanks off, and then we got out of there. But I didn't get any nausea, but does it leave the nastiest coating on your body and on your tongue, and it makes you itch.
Wow.
It's it's a miserable gas, and yeah, it can it's known to spontaneously abort babies with pregnant women. It's a carcinogen, a mutagen, which means it can mutate your cells, like she said, and mutated cells do what? Cause cancer.
So, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's a nasty thing, but you know, I put myself at risk. I knew the hazards, but you know, I didn't want anybody else getting exposed.
Well, thank you for your service, and thank you for doing that, because you probably saved a hell of a lot of people, JJ. Appreciate that, buddy. Tomorrow night.
I was just doing my job. Thanks.
Now, I know you do your job well, too, by the way. Tomorrow night is Suzette Live on Spreaker, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Suzette Live, and we got 40-something people. You got to go check her show out on Spreaker. It is really a good show. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 5 o'clock on the West Coast. So check her out from all the way from California. Suzette Live. Good night, everybody. Joe, thank you. Did a hell of a job. All the people that participated, I appreciate it. You made a good show. Better. Thank you very much. Joe, take care. And good night, everybody.